Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Welcome, Alice. How are you?
I'm puffed, which is embarrassing.
Are you like ran into the studio, 40 seconds left on the track?
Oh, look, I love to live dangerously. What can I say?
And you're not alone. Do you want to introduce our guest?
I am joined. I am feeling blessed and privileged to be joined in the bodily presence of Julia Croft, theatre artist, maker, director, provocateur, artist. Performance, live art.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great. Okay, cool. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you for having me, Alice.
Look, it's an absolute pleasure to have Julia on. I feel like your new show that's coming up, which opens this week, it feels like it's a long time coming.
Yeah, well, there was a sort of 18-month COVID-related hiatus, right?
Yeah.
So the last time I was on stage was in February 2020, and we took a show to London, like just before, you know, the world changed.
Yeah,
and I haven't been on stage since.
Ooh.
Talk to me
about Terrapolis. Terrapolis. I knew I was going to get that wrong. Terrapolis. What is Terrapolis?
Terrapolis is a performance work.
Yeah.
Terrapolis is, I guess, depending on what language you like, I don't know, multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary,
ooh,
live art.
Mm-hmm.
It's a theatre performance, but probably more heading more towards the sort of dance world in some ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all the work I make is non-narrative.
Yes. So when you say non-narrative, it's like driven by thematics or visual elements?
It's not driven by a sort of story, quote-unquote.
Right.
So the drama, like how it's organised is, around theme and idea. Mm-hmm. And this one has been a really close collaboration with two awesome artists, Meg Rilandi, who is a spatial designer, performance designer extraordinaire, and absolute new love of my life, Jason Wright,
who is
an absolutely, like, professional love of my life, just to clarify.
Yeah. I would be okay if he was also just, like, the actual love of your life, too. I feel like he's the love of my life,
He's an amazing sound designer, so he's also been in the room from the very beginning, and he's doing live sound design on stage throughout the whole thing.
Amazing.
And I was just saying to these guys, what started as like operating from the side of the stage, he's sort of crept further and further onto the stage.
Yeah,
I even convinced him to wear an Elvis costume for the end of the show.
And
he does it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, don't give anything away. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's been amazing. So it's a visual, physical, sonic series of installations.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, sure.
Presumably it's in the theatre.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you are working in that kind of cross-platform sort of genre, but the theatre is largely where you're still presenting your work.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to me a little bit about like maybe what that theatre or the black box or whatever the space is, what that's kind of, you're still making a choice to present there.
Yeah.
So what's the decisions kind of around that for you?
Well, I mean, I'm a theatre nerd at heart, and I think the work still is fundamentally theatrical.
Mm.
But for me, because I've started doing theatre when I was a little kid, and I know, and I used to do like more conventional theatre, so I know the form really, really well.
Mm.
And for me, then messing with it becomes as a political choice.
Mm.
So there are certain rules and conventions and ways of operating in a theatre that are a juicy space, I think, to nudge against. And then that becomes a stand-in for, like, all sorts of power structures you might be trying to nudge against or challenge. And I think to be able to do that with the form, you need to know the form, the rules of the form inside out before you break them.
Yes.
So for me, that's the fundamental conversation I'm having with theatre, is a larger conversation with power in the world, I think.
Yeah, great. And I guess that's the thing of, like, if that is the base, then you, the ability to topple that, also, I mean, I imagine comes from like a place of deep like love and respect and honour of theatre, not in a way that's like kind of like sycophantic, but in a way that's like truly a deep love of that performative genre.
Yeah,
the architecture.
Absolutely. Well, it's sort of, at the same time, I guess we're all, you know, you're all trying to kill your fathers, but it's still your father.
I thought you fuck your father. Wait, hold on.
No, I... No, you fuck your mum.
Oh, you fuck your mum.
The next sort of body of work at the moment. I'm still in the kill your father phase.
I love that. just talk to me about some of the high level. Let's think up here. The themes of Terapolis. Am I saying it correctly? Mm-hmm. Just to sort of, what's the touchstone of what you're trying to explore or investigate there?
Multiple things. Mm-hmm. But
I'm so sorry.
It's interesting, how to talk about it in an elevator pitch around this kind of work is always really tricky. But I think fundamentally I'm trying to explore from my, which is like a Pākehā perspective, a relationship to matter and object and natural object, and that being like a really a space full of some guilt and some responsibility and some shame, but then also how I might find another way of coexisting with things and therefore like people and communities. Mm. And so there's that, and also my deep crush on quantum physics, which is just ongoing.
Amazing.
Even though I still don't quite understand it, but holy shit, it's poetic.
Yeah.
So I guess trying to explore how much I can stretch and condense and elasticate time, and maybe that being a way in which I might, or we might, conceptualize ourselves in a climate emergency by like expanding what time is or what time could be. So it's fundamentally, it's about time and matter.
Oh, okay. Look.
In 70 minutes featuring Elvis and featuring the little orphan Annie.
I'm obsessed already. I have my ticket. I'm going tomorrow to your Wednesday night's preview.
Preview Wednesday, so it's cheapy tickets.
Yeah, love that. So you're on at Q Theatre in town. You are preview tomorrow, and you are doing this run till Saturday.
Yes.
It's a short run.
It is a short run.
How do you feel about that?
I'll tell you when it's over. It's sort of it's an experiment, because I guess I've done longer runs previously. In the last show I did in Auckland, we did 3 weeks. Mm. But what I felt was maybe that stretched the audience a bit thin, but also it was so hard on my bod.
Mm.
She's not getting any younger.
Oh, look.
And she likes to throw herself around.
Oh,
and
she loves to throw herself
she
around.
She is bruised.
Yeah.
So
She's brutalised.
Like, maybe as an experiment, is it better to like go hundies for a short period of time rather than...
I mean, and look, to be fair, that's unkind of me to be like, because actually we are humans and we have bodies, and these like fleshy pieces of meat sacks, they need to rest, and we need to maybe be more kind and soft towards artists that are putting their bodies on the line. So I apologise for that gross assumption.
Part of my lifelong quest to reinvent myself as a contemporary dancer. Okay. And dancers do short seasons. So I'm like, if they do it, it must be cool.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have got Julia in the studio today talking about Terapolis, which opens, previews Wednesday night at Q Theatre in the Loft, and then is on Thursday to Saturday. I would highly recommend going to this one. I've already got my ticket to go. It's going to be a time to go into the theatre and take a moment to really let the imagery and the themes really enter your body and sit with that, and you'll have great conversations afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you so much, Alice and Julia, for joining us on Stage Direction and on The Breakfast Show.
Thanks for having
me. That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Now it's